When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, it's time for Commanders fans to wake up out of their slumber. 800-636-1067 is the number. We understand it was a bye week.
Play the music,
it's a bye week.
We got to get people fired up.
You're taking a week off. It's time now to get back into game mode.
You can make the argument that the season's hanging in the balance. Like, all right, no one expected this, but here you are. There's just a few games left. We're in the friggin' playoff hunt. You can't afford to lose this game.
Can't. It's a must-win. I mean, they've had must-wins.
They're banged up.
In our opinion, and like the Carolina game we thought was a must-win, even though it's not like it eliminated them if they lost. But this is a must-win.
Kamara because now practice this week.
If you lose this game, you're falling behind some of those teams that are chasing you for the wild card.
It would be as embarrassing or possibly more embarrassing than the loss to the Cowboys to lose this game. With the stakes, with the Rams winning last night, you know that they're competing with you for a playoff spot. This is one that you have to have when you're facing a guy who's not highly regarded making his first NFL start. And I know he's had some experience, but I mean, Jake Haener, let's be honest.
I mean, it's Jake Haener.
He's a mid-round pick that, you know, there's a reason he was a mid-round pick. He's not very good.
Yeah.
And that you have to exploit those players when you have a superstar quarterback.
Right.
In Jaden
Daniels. And he's making his first start in the NFL, and it's not like he's got, you know, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua and a couple good backs.
Throw the
good
ball tight end to Juwan Johnson, a tight end, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
He just doesn't have a lot of guys to throw to.
You know, just random pieces because the Saints season has gone sideways.
Yeah, and they just want the season to end.
Right.
And they got so many guys banged up. Yeah, this would be a really bad loss. But they should get 9 wins right here. They should get to 9-5 after this game.
Correct. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We want your predictions for Commanders Saints as they take to the road coming out of the bye week.
Well, obviously, it's a big game on so many levels. You need to see. I'm very curious to see how the kicker does. He should be perfect in the perfect conditions in the dome.
Well, not if he's dealing with a foot injury.
He's dealing with a foot injury, though.
Kind of scary.
They did bring in, what's his name?
Greg Joseph,
the kicker yesterday for a workout. But I guess they must feel confident. Now, you know they've sat down with him and said, if you can't play, you got to let us know you can't play. Because the last guy didn't do that.
I'd be doing 100 scans on his foot. Like every X-ray, MRI, anything I can do. I need all the information that I can get. Because, yeah, I'm not going to have like an Austin Seibert situation where he's like, yeah, I'm good to go because I'm worried about somebody taking my gig. So I'm good to go out and kick. And then you start missing field goals and lay up extra points. Like, you can't have that.
No, we can't have that.
But the fact that it's inside helps.
It helps a lot.
If Derek Carr was playing in this game, I would feel a little bit worse about a possible win, even though I might like them to go down to New Orleans and beat Carr, but Carr would make plays that a Jay Kaner probably wouldn't, even though that he's got a bunch of receivers that are out. But the fact that Jay Kaner's playing, making his first start, I just can't see him making big plays down the field and putting together long drives. If Washington loses this game, it's because they came out flat, and they're turning the ball over. Jaden's having a bad game. I just don't see it. I just don't see Washington coming out flat. I know some teams coming off byes can come out a little flatter. But the fact that they were able to get healthy over the last couple weeks, I think that's huge. And Daniel should be fine. It's indoors. He should be fast. And then B-Rob should have a great game.
Kind of an indictment that they're not starting Spencer Rattler, right? Now, look, these guys are both mid-round picks. Hayner's a fourth-round pick from 2023. Rattler, a fifth-rounder. So I guess the talent could be comparable.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Rizzi wants to see what he's got in Jake Hayner and what he's going to do with a full week of practice as the starter. You know, I wouldn't expect a lot if you're a Saints fan. Like, I would – the only real game plan, I think, that gets them to a win is if Alvin Kamara's healthy – and he touches the ball 25-ish times and has a big game.
And Washington never touches the ball,
We need to monitor that situation today to see if he practices. If he practices today, at least even limited, that's a step in the right direction.
Then he should play on Sunday.
I would assume he's getting
over. But if he misses today, then, guys miss practice all week and don't practice on Friday. It's generally not a good sign for Sunday.
Right.
They not a good sign.
They usually don't play.
But he's a veteran. It's not like he has to be out there, but
True, but usually veterans, they'll give them that Wednesday maintenance day, like that veteran day. You go over here and rest. Zach Ertz gets them all the time for the Commanders. But if you're sick and you're not recovering from it and it's a lost season and just signed a 2-year extension of your Kamara, they wanted him to be fresh for next season. Maybe they're just like, you know what? We're going to give Kendre Miller an extended look.
Yeah.
We're going to give Jamal Williams the ball. Like, but they know their only real path to winning is Kamara monster game.
Witt has to know we've got a key on the run game.
Of course.
All right.
Course.
And make Hayner throw the ball. Right. Especially if Lattimore's going to be back there.
Yep.
So I would just be surprised if Jake Hayner was able to score. Because, look, if you're going to beat Washington, you probably got to score in the 20s.
Typically.
You know, you got to score.
Typically, you might have to score 30.
Yeah, you're going to have to score at minimum, 21 to 24, mm-hmm. And I just don't see that.
Let's see if Cliff can could stay, maybe moving Terry around a little bit more. He only did it a few times more, but a little bit more like he did 2 weeks ago. Get him involved early, as everybody's been asking. And then defensively, I think one of the key guys who energizes this team, and when you see him flying around early, it's a good sign, is Frankie Lubu.
Yeah.
Let's get Frankie Lubu, energizes defense, getting him in the backfield, get Dante Fowler to add to his sack total. He's having a hell of a season, Cakes, on a 1-year deal.
And on the offensive side, I just think it's a big B-Rob game. You look and see what the Saints defense has done recently. 2 weeks ago, they allowed 156 rushing yards to the Rams. Kyren Williams had a big day. On the season, they allow 134 rushing yards per game. That's 25th best in the league, so they're not very good at stopping the run. So I just think it's going to be a lot of B-Rob. You're going to see some Jaden runs sprinkled in there, and then when the Saints try to defend the run, that's when you see Jaden go over the top and hopefully hit Terry for at least one long touchdown down the sideline.
Now, that's the problem you just mentioned, because the Saints aren't great against the run, but they're slightly better than Washington against the run.
Right.
And Washington allows some yards against the run. So if Kamara does play and you've got Kendre Miller, who the interim coach has been using a little bit more, they could bleed the clock a little bit and get first down.
Sure.
But I still think you're going to have to score touchdowns if you're the Saints to beat the Commanders. And I would just be very surprised if they scored enough.
All right, we'll give our official predictions in just a few minutes. Let's go to the phones and get some listener predictions. First, 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener line.
All right, let's go to Donnie in Mitchellville. Donnie, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Hey, John, good morning, man. It's going to be a great weekend, man. I did a little film study last night, and I was paying attention to the head coach, man, Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
It was a total difference from the Dallas game and the Tennessee game, man. He was locked in after they scored. He wasn't celebrating no more, putting up the one, go for one. So I'm going to just say stay locked in, and don't let this first rookie come do anything, man. He not ready for this defense. Frankie going to be all over. We're going to do what we want. We're going to put up another 40 points, and the Saints can't put up 40. Not right now. Not today. Commanders, the Skins are all day. Love y'all, man.
All right. Thank you. Love you too, buddy.
The Skins / Commanders with back-to-back 40 balls.
Huge.
42 against the Titans, and now he's got 40 in the Superdome.
Yeah. That
seems a little aggressive, but, I mean, of course, Commanders fans would love to see that.
Let's go to Ron in Poolsville. Hey, Ron, you're on with the Junkies. 800-636-1067. Play the music, Kicks. Ron, what do you like?
Play that music. Play that music.
Right.
I was supposed to game, but I couldn't get off of work.
Work just complicates everything.
You
should be on an airplane heading to the Big Easy right now to watch Commander
Saints.
What
do you do for a living, Ron?
I'm in management, which means when other people take off, I got to work.
That's very nebulous, management.
I was going to say, it's a very general term, management.
What field?
I work for the world's largest retailer. How about that?
So it works for Walmart.
Negative.
Amazon.
Amazon.
Anyway,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'll send you my resume.
Okay.
Listen, I want to see the... I want to see B-Rob run at Chase Young every single chance he gets. Mr. I don't love football. That would make me very happy. Mm-hmm. I think the Commanders should win, but this game scares me because of the bye. And I'll tell you why. Guys get a little bit cushy. They get a little bit soft. And so I'm worried about that. And New Orleans, no matter what their record is not an easy place to play. We really got lucky with Carr going down with that injury. We really did. So, and like you guys have said earlier, hey, it's a must win, but I think the Dallas game is inexcusable. And if we don't make the playoffs, I'm going to go back and mention that when I call in next time and say, hey, that was a division game that you should have won at home and you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unforgivable to me, especially the way they were playing.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys,
that was a bad
love
one.
You. You know I love you. If I don't get a chance to talk to you, I wish you a happy holidays. Okay, guys?
You
same
too,
to you, man.
Buddy.
Thank you,
Thank
Ron.
Thank you, pal.
By the way, if you have Terry McLaurin on one of your fantasy squads, you start him with confidence this week because the Saints have allowed the league 6 most catches and the 5th most yards to wide receivers. So they can be had through the air.
This is a big game, obviously, for many reasons, for overall record. But since it's a conference game, right now Washington's conference record is 5-3. So if they win, they would be 6-3. The Rams are 5-5. The Seahawks are 4-4 in conference. So if you're not playing within the same division, obviously the division record would break a tie. But if you don't play a head-to-head with another team, the conference record would break a tie. So this is another reason why this is a huge game, not just for the overall record, but for the tiebreakers for conference record, because the Seahawks and the Rams both have 8 wins, as does Washington. But if it comes down to a tiebreaker, you certainly want to have more conference wins than the others, those other teams.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mo in Largo, 800-636-1067. Mo, what's up, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think we smoke them.
All right.
I know it's a road game, but I think it's going to be a home environment. I think there's a big contingency of Redskins or Commander fans that are going down there. Hell, my parents are even down there already. So, yeah, I think we're going to go down there, show out. They might come out like looking like they want to do something in the beginning, but they're going to quit. I mean, that's what teams do this time of year, making business decisions and so forth. So, I think we're going to smoke them down there. So, and another thing, I know you guys do like a touchdown parlay.
Yeah.
This will be a good week to do a Redskin parlay where you guys just pick a pick from the game, because I think a lot of stuff is going to hit this week, gentlemen.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Ooh, very nice. By the way, if you're looking at the aftermarket for tickets at the Caesars Superdome, you can get in for as low as $28. Mm. So if you're looking to just hop on a plane and go down and see a Commander's road trip, you can get in for relatively cheap.
That would be interesting. I guess, you know, the Saints fans are just down on this team because what's happened.
They're 5-8.
They just want the season
to
end.
So many personnel losses that they've suffered, especially
on
offense.
Got their coach is gone.
Travi, you're a notorious Skins hater. Jaden hater. I assume you're probably taking the Saints.
And he has a soft spot for New Orleans. We all know this.
Yeah, you're a New Orleans guy. I assume you're picking the Saints.
You love Jazz.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Everybody loves New Orleans Jazz.
Not everybody. I love New Orleans.
By the way, you're eating food from our awesome listener, Kim.
Yeah, Kim got us some bagels and sandwiches this morning.
Thank you, Kim.
Feasting over here.
All right. What about for the Stars?
Yeah. Phillies, of course.
We got to wait until the break.
You got to wait 2 more minutes.
All right.
I cannot, with good conscience, pick the Saints to win this game. That would be foolish. Now, look, I have a horrible record this year. I believe I only picked one game correctly.
Because you care so much about the grid.
JP's dumb grid. But I have to take the Commanders.
There we go. Get on the right side of history, Drab.
1914.
I do like your wacky score
predictions. There are no duds when you're competing for the playoffs. You just take the victories as they come.
It's a good point.
I know you only care about how many yards or touchdown passes JD throws, but I'm more into team victories over here.
No, I just want to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
I want to score a lot of points.
That's all. Care of that rookie of the year.
Yeah.
He would rather Jaden throw 3 touchdowns and run for a touchdown than them win the game and Jaden throw 0 touchdowns. I think that's the way he works. He'd rather Jaden play really well
and lose the game
and doesn't really care about the outcome as opposed to him playing poor.
If he plays well, we're going to win.
I understand that.
Yeah. We had a caller call in scared of Bo Nix improving his rookie of the year odds this week. Eric says it's not a thing. It's definitely a contingent of fans.
I mean, I think it's
a thing.
Hilarious that people think that Bo Nix might be better than him. I mean, I find that actually comical, but whatever. I think Brock Bowers is getting a lot of support to win the Rookie of the Year.
I mean, he may get support, but he's not going to be a real
You don't think he's a real threat to win it?
I mean, he may get a vote or two, but...
You think that's all he'll get? They're saying he could be... Not only is he setting, like, rookie records...
I understand his impact. I just don't think he's going to top one of the quarterbacks. Most notably, one Jaden Daniels.
He's having a great year, but yeah, you're probably right.
Valdez, your official pick?
My official pick? I mean, on paper, this is a layup. Isn't it? On paper?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's trending in the right direction for the Commanders. They just, I don't know what it is. I'm not saying they're lucky, but they just get like the best breaks ever. Where quarterbacks are down, they're going against backups, there's a key injury on the other side.
No, you've flipped.
Yeah.
Man, 6 weeks ago you were telling me how great we were.
There is just, everything is coming up Commanders. But Drab is the biggest loser I've ever seen in my life.
So you're going against Drab?
Drab is like the new cakes when it comes to the graphic.
You stole my crown, Drab?
He might. And I know deep down,
he's rooting
cakes,
for
New Orleans. No. I know deep down, Cakes wants and is he's holding back a guarantee. Because I can just tell by the tone. He got so skittish from the Cowboys.
I'm not really.
Loss.
I mean, I think the Commanders are going to win. I don't know.
I can just tell by his tone he would guarantee
he's
it if he
could.
He's
not as confident.
Yeah.
I have some of my swagger taken away.
I think it's a weird game. I'm going to say 2017 Saints.
Ooh. Oh, the Saints win. Oh, yeah. A close one. All right, Mike Marr.
You have
turned record. That would be a
well, it's only because Drab picked the Commanders.
Mm. So you're doing it just to try to because you think he's a legit jinx?
I think he's a legit jinx.
Really? Mm. Okay.
I'm Mike Moore.
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, just go down to the Bayou, Jaden's return game to Louisiana, mm-hmm. and just absolutely stomp them. They have nothing for us. They're a bum team, and we got our bad loss out of the way a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys. Jaden's going to be spinning it, and then he's going to celebrate by eating some crawfish dinner.
So, you have a score?
Dominating win.
Yeah, 41-17.
All right, Mr. Bickle, I've got the Commanders. I would be borderline shocked if they lost this game. It is a must win. I understand it's the NFL and anybody could beat anybody, but I've got Washington winning 24-13.
I have the Comms winning 28-16.
Well, that's 24. I don't think they're going to roll
below
up.
Our average.
I don't think they're going to roll up 50.
I think it's going to be a solid win. They're going to score 28. I'll settle on that number. Jake Haener may account for one touchdown. They score like three field goals, but a relatively comfortable win for the Commanders. And B Rob goes for 110 and a touchdown.
All right. I'll take my boys in a fairly big one. 31-17. We're definitely going to get 30 plus. And if Jake Haener beats us, we deserve our fate.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Absolutely.
If Jake Haener beats you, you don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree.
Also, side note, maybe the first and last game in NFL history where both offensive coordinators, first and last name, start with K. Cliff Kingsbury, Clint Kubiak.
Ah.
That's a weird meaningless nugget.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
See that yourself? You thought about it yourself?
I just saw there's so many K's in their name.
Okay, K's so you just created that stat.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Detailed research staff over here. All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And at 9 o'clock, we'll get back into the Commanders with Scott Abraham right here on The Fan.